very, very happy with the start of the season. Of course, he is the coach of the Ausbreakers, Barabba Rams. His name is Nick Bromford. Now, Nicholas, not a bad time to come on down to Gunnedah and take down the Darricon Gunnedah Red Devils by 20 points, but it didn't look like it at the start of the game. They started really well, the Red Devils, but you guys were able to repel them and come back and put some serious points on, you know, at that back half of the second half.
Well, I said to the boys this week that big forwards tire, and we had to be in the fight for at least for the first 15, 20 minutes of the game. And guess what? Gunnedah run out of legs there in the second half, and we just kept going on with the ball. The momentum's change in the second half just shows a bit of character for our boys. We can fight back.
Yeah, well, it's been a great start to the season, of course. Topped off, of course, with the 50th anniversary a couple of weeks ago. That must have been a great day, not only beating the Magpies, but the whole celebration of having everybody come back for the event.
Yeah, look, boys, on the following Tuesday, I had big headaches, and same with myself, but our focus is making top tier this year for the first time, and anything can happen once you're up in that top tier.
And that's the big thing, to enjoy the moment, because 50th anniversary has only come around once, and Barabba's got a great pedigree as a club, not only producing premiership winning teams, but also Australian representatives such as, you know, Billy McKidd and the like.
Yeah, look, we had Billy and Tom Bowman, another Australian representative there last weekend, inspiring the boys. And small town has to play off passion. You have a look at Walker a couple of years, they played off passion and made a grand final, and we're just trying to do the same.
And what about your rugby journey? You've always been part of the Barabba side of things, or you've wandered in and out of the club?
Played for Barabba Juniors back in 94, played for the Quirindi Lions in 95, played a reserve grade grand final with them, and then tripped north up to Gold Coast and played 7 years for Palm Beach Currumbin. Won a few premierships up there and retired back at Barabba in 95.
The old Alligators, interesting area there, the Gold Coast, because they've certainly had the Breakers for quite a while, and they've produced some great players, including, of course, the skipper of the St George Bank Queensland Reds. What's your read on that area, having been there, that you've got the Suns in Aussie Rules, who've pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into that place, but also you've got the Titans with that, what seems to be now, a massive white elephant in that stadium there. How does rugby fit in? Is it really just TSS, the big private school there, that runs the whole show, or the Breakers are a big part of the community there?
No, look, club rugby on the Gold Coast is quite strong.
Yeah.
Breakers is just a franchise on the Gold Coast, but Gold Coast rugby, from Surface to Narang, colleges and Bond University, it's great competition, very strong, three grades worth of playing. And look, they've got 100,000 people to select from every weekend. People get to the games, and you know, the Breakers is just fallout players from Brisbane clubs who can't make east or north or west.
Well, fair enough. Well, also interesting to see, of course, that since coming back to Barabba, it's always been a great challenge for Barabba to have players. We have this one-off massive emotional year for the 50th, but still there are players that are part of Bingo River Rats, you know, the Gwaita River Rats, that can play for the Barabba team if they want to. And how can Barabba sort of sustain it? Because you've got 16s and 18s, but they're Farrah fellas. But by the same token, these Farrah fellas might enjoy coming out to Barabba and living in Barabba when they finish their ag degree or whatever.
The trick is to win games, to draw players in, and to promote jobs. There's plenty of jobs out in the country for anyone who's looking. I mean, the mining's getting slow in the Hunter and around the northwest. Look, if people are willing to come work on the land as station hands or casual work, look, there's plenty of work out there, and that's what we're targeting. We're targeting young guys to come out, change a life or see change, a bit like myself, and come back to the country and, you know, raise a family in a small town and enjoy rugby.
Finally, is it something where we need, you know, the railway line fixed up between about Tamworth and West Tamworth coming out of Barabba and also Manila, and also that big asbestos mine? Surely there's a couple of billion jobs out there sort of cleaning that thing up and turning whatever rubbish is out there into something that can make money.
Look, that's not happening yet. I think Barabba does its best by, you know, organising a bus for people who work in Tamworth who aren't happy with playing with Pirates or Magpies. If they want to make the journey up north and play for a great club, come for a sausage sizzle on Thursday night and meet the friendly locals, by all means, hop on the bus and get up there. Get the bus from the railway station just across the road from the Imperial. 5:30.
If you want to be part of a team that's winning and rolling, certainly Nick's a big part of it, and we want to thank him for his time and wish him all the best moving forward.